Well, that's not confusing at all, is it? No, not even. Well, yeah, as far as the Baofeng, the eight waters, yeah, they're definitely 4 watts. I've measured those myself a couple of different times because I have like 3 of them. Yeah, not 8 watts, but maybe in a perfect world, right? Hey, Dean, did you know that you and Sean, KJ70XM, have the same radio that you used last night for the SimplexNet?
I did hear that. Yeah, and Sean also has a, what is it, the Yaesu FT710, which you also have. So I guess we're sort of on the same wavelength, literally. So yeah, I guess that, I guess I'm in good company, so KG7ODD.
Yeah, same frequency, that's right. Yeah, well, and I did post the SimplexNet results that Jeff and Dan post on their QRZ pages this morning on the Facebook discussion group page for PSRG for your perusal, so there you go. All right, Dean, have a great day, and nice to hear you on the 9 o'clock net. We had a comment station. I didn't catch the call sign and name. Let's have the comment station come back with that call sign and name, please.
Commenting station was Kilo Juliet 7, Juliet X-Ray Mike. That's Robert. I just wanted to comment on the Grappler, is what that device is called, the new immobilizer device that the police and enforcement officers are able to utilize. It is a pretty new device. It has only been out for a very short period of time. You can learn more about it at policebumper.com, but it actually mounts to the front of the vehicle. So it looks just like a standard push bar until they deploy it. Once they deploy it, then it swoops down and it's kind of like a pair of forks. So they drive up to the vehicle they're trying to stop. The device wraps around the rear tire, and then there's a tether that tethers it to the law enforcement vehicle. So they're able to basically slow down now and stop the vehicle from pursuing any further. And it is quite the impressive device. The website says there's over 600 successfully stopped over 600 suspects using the Grappler to date. I don't know how often they update that website, but it's a pretty slick little system. I've watched quite a few videos on it, and yeah, the one video that a lot of people were talking about is the one where it ripped the axle clean out of the Chevy little Chevy car that they were attempting to stop. Much safer way to conceal the vehicle, stop it, and keep law enforcement out of the way of danger like spike strips. And also prevents that vehicle from going crazy out of control. So I hope it's something that gets used a lot more frequently. And it's a pretty simple system to replace, so once they've done it and they need to reload it, it takes less than 5 minutes to reload. And all that information is available on the website, so it's pretty cool stuff. And then I had wanted to say happy birthday, Rich. I totally forgot to say that on my check-in, but I hope you have an amazing, fantastic day. And then my better half here, or other half, had something to comment as well.
Jack, thank you so much for offering to come rake up the leaves. That's so kind and generous of you.
All right, my friend, 7-3. I've got to get back out to the garage. KJ7JXM, clear.
All right, well, I don't remember volunteering, but you know I totally would. I have leaf blowers, I have rakes, I have brooms, I have leaf bags. I'm a one-man leaf raking machine. So I'm serious, if you do need some help, hey, no worries. All right, hey, great to hear the two of you. Thank you so much. Yeah, the Grappler, yeah, it is effective. Man, oh man, that's why, yeah, I like to drive the speed limit. I don't want anybody grappling my tires. Oh man, that would be bad news. All right, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Cammy. Let's go find out what Brian is up to, KK7MZW.
All right, hey, Jack, this is KK7MZW in Bridal Trails State Park near the High Point. I just want to do a quick signal check. Am I getting through okay? I'm on a handheld.
Oh, yeah, usual profile from Bridal Trails Park there. Yeah, you were, I didn't have you on Cougar and Buck, but everything else was just great. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Okay, awesome. Awesome what 550 feet and 5 watts of handheld power can do for you. beautiful park, by the way. I think I've described this for the net before, but if you're on the east side or even in Seattle and you haven't been to this park, I highly recommend we're taking the Central Trail, which goes north-south about a mile through the park. And so there's a mile of just deciduous forest. It's almost a square. It's almost 640 acres. But you know, my wife's shaking her head. She wants to go on third-party traffic after me. And it's 500 and something, I think. There's a couple of chunks taken out of it from housing, but nearly a mile square and right in Bellevue-Kirkland area. And what a treasure. Right now, it's supposed to be an equestrian park, but I haven't seen any equestrians today. A lot of pedestrians using it, one or two dogs. Wish I'd seen more horses here. The horse population on the east side, I think, has gone down a lot, probably because of property values, which is sad. You know, there used to be horse farms all around here. But we still get to keep the park, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day, and came out for the sun, and here we are. I'm going to turn over for third-party traffic, if that's okay. I'll wait a moment for you to confirm, Jeff.
Yes, let's have your third-party traffic come in. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Patty. I'm Brian's wife, and as you said, we're here in Bridal Trail State Park, which is one of my favorite places, certainly locally. I've been riding in here for about 45 years, and I've seen a bear, a couple of deer, lots of coyotes, countless horses, including mine, and I have more memories than I could even count in this park, and I was just thinking about the first time that I rode in this park, or one of the first times I was on my horse, and I had met some friends who we rode around. It was a December day. It was very cold. It was snowy. And then they went their way, and I had to figure out how to get back to where I needed to go, except I wasn't familiar with the park. So we were lost, and it was cold, and it was getting dark. And so I thought, you know, my horse knows the way to get home. So I just said, hey, take us home. And she did. That was something. That was not too long after I had first gotten her, and she saved the day. But so many memories in this park. Like Brian said, I highly recommend coming out and checking it out.
All right, that's our report for Bridal Trails, KK7MZW.
All right, well, you two sound fantastic. Thank you so much, Patty. That's a great memory. The horse gets you home. Well, horses have good compasses, I guess, in their brains, don't they? Oh, that is awesome. Well, Brian, thank you so much. Patty, great to have you come in today, too, as third-party traffic. And you did a great job, by the way. Fantastic. All right. Hey, let's go see what Eric is up to. K7EBR, good morning to you. By the way, it's 10:09 a.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. This is the Sunday morning 9 o'clock net here on the PSRG repeater here in Seattle, Washington. What say you, Eric? Go ahead.
Good morning, Jack. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'm out on the Thorndike Oil Peninsula on the other side of the Hood Canal Bridge. I'm talking on a brand new radio, a Bofang, the 5R Mini, and it's wanted to see how it gets out.
Well, a little bit of scratch, but other than that, no, we've got you in just fine. You're hitting four of the receivers at probably maximum value on any of them at about 110, something like that. But, yeah, no problem at all. We've got full copy on you. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I just got this radio last night. It's smaller than the original UV5R, and color screen and the price point, it makes it almost disposable, and I can't rave enough about it. Back to you, Jack. It's a new VR.
All right, well, I can't stop raving about it either. I've got one sitting right here to my left. I have another one in the box, brand new. Just needs to be programmed, but yes, we have been really talking about these quite a bit, and quite a few of the operators out here on PSRG and many other places have them. And in fact, the one that seems to be really popular is the clear one. Now, I have not seen that one yet on the website, but that's pretty neat. Yeah, good price point, color screen, which is super readable. Got the little rubber ducky, and it comes with another antenna. You can swap that out for one of the bigger, the 19-inch whips, of course. But yeah, you're sounding fantastic, so enjoy that UV5R Mini. All right, Eric, good to hear from you. Let's continue on, 10, 11 a.m. If you'd like to join us here on the 9 o'clock net, call, sign, and name.
K-9-B-C, Brooks in Newcastle.
All right, wide open for Brooks to get in there. K-9-B-D-C, good morning, Brooks. Stand by, more stations.
K-J-7-E-X-M, I heard my name.
Yes, you did. Hey, Sean, I've got you. Who's next?
November 7.
All right, we've got Mike in there, N7URH. Who is the doubling station? Pretty noisy. Let's have you come back, please. Call, sign, and name. All right, well, I thought I heard a double. Maybe not. Could have just been Mike. Mike, I want to have you go now if you can. N7URH.
Well, good morning, Jack, and the rest of the net. Mike here, how are you? I'm doing good here. Just joining the chat, just back out from a walk with the pups and all that good stuff. Pretty bad with the gas guys today. Got some 150 amp hours of gas here. It took a little while to charge that up, but now it's charged and should let me go for a weekend per se without power here, probably no problem. Especially if I, well, if I'm not running the HF, I can go for a couple of days. How about that? That'd be easy. How about that? If I have the power, I'll turn the HF rates off. And all the good stuff, but yeah, I got the same battery pack next in my van, so that's, I already know how this one works. Went for a dog with a walk, went for a walk with the dog this morning, and went by a little coffee, and a...
N7URH, we've lost you there, Mike.
Vacuuming, all that domestic engineering stuff here. I will hopefully just not change the clock. Quite frankly, we just want to go there and then I'm watching out. I kind of like to make the sunshine again. I'm going to go to the sunshine in the morning, but whatever, you know, just think of one way or the other, but, right? Quit messing with our body. Clock. That's about it. I think, anyways, that's all I know. I should say, really.
All right, Mike. Well, have a great day. Have a nice walk there with the dog. Yeah, that was pretty rough copy. You were maybe doing about 35, 40 at the very max. Yeah, pretty rough copy. And got about probably, I think I heard about 70% of the report. So, anyway, hey, but I'm glad you got your 150 amp hour battery. The second one all charged up. And then you got a smoking deal on that. I shouldn't actually say smoking deal. It was not on fire or smoking. Anyway, sounds like a great battery. All right, you take care. Let's go back to Brooks, K9BDC Brooks. Good Sunday morning.
Good morning, Jack and everyone on the net. K9BDC Brooks here in Newcastle. Happy Sunday morning, everyone. And it looks like it's not raining, which is nice. Because I've got more outdoor chores to do today. Megan and I yesterday spent a bunch of time kind of getting the trailer ready to be packed up, buttoned up for the winter. Got the water pump winterized and the inside all kind of cleaned and all the stuff that's in there wiped down. And just kind of helps, you know, for when you go to pull it out in the springtime and make sure that you don't have any of that last year's dirt left on it. But anyway... All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to weigh in on the daylight savings time thing. I am not a fan of the clock changing, and I don't think most people are. I understand the getting an extra hour of sleep, but I think that short-term gain is not worth the long-term benefits of not changing the clocks at all. There have been studies that show that changing the clocks causes all kinds of things like increased accidents, like traffic accidents and mental accidents and errors, and just sort of messes with our circadian rhythm and other things. And it would be much, I think, better for us if we didn't have to endure changing our time and changing our routines twice a year. It's just sort of a pain, and it also creates confusion and all sorts of other things. Now, in terms of whether it should be standard time or daylight time, I feel like that tends to be more of a personal preference thing. I'm not sure there is necessarily a a better, one is necessarily better than the other. I will say, though, that back in 2007, we did expand daylight savings time to be longer, and I am firmly in the daylight savings time forever camp, because I would much rather have more daylight in the evening, because that is when I tend to do things. And because of the location we are on the map so far north, in the wintertime, waking up in the dark and getting home from work in the dark, I would rather just wake up in the dark and then still have at least a little bit of time in the evening to go do something. And I would say Tracy and Remy would appreciate that too, because they'd much prefer walking in the light than the dark. But anyway, all right, I'll leave it right there. The rest of that, let's see, Megan is with her mom. They went over to Quincy today. They're still kind of trying to button up, cleaning up Grandma and Grandpa's house and get all that stuff divided between the siblings and whatnot. So I'll drop for a second. Okay, my radio beeped at me, not sure if it was a timeout warning or what. But anyway, so yeah, so she's over there doing that today, and I'm working on some projects here. There is, I have to replace a, what do you call it, the valve in one of the toilets is doing some goofy stuff. So not really looking forward to that project, but we'll get on it. I hope to make some time to work on the mill today, but I gotta get my chores done first, Jack. 7-3, nice to know the net. K9, BDC.
All right, busy weekend as usual. Well, I hope you do get some time to start looking at the mill and seeing what it can do and how you can do it, and then we'll talk about potentially antenna projects coming up, including a J-pole. Very interesting. All right, well, you have a good time on your trip to Texas, and you enjoy your breakfast burritos with that brisket. Oh, man. I know we're going to hear some reports on that during the week. And safe travels to you. All right, thank you, Brooks. Great to hear you today. All right, let's go talk to Sean up on Capitol Hill, KJ7EXM.
Oh, good morning, one and all. I hate the time change. So, telling my opinion right off, if they just set it to one time frame and call it good and not turn it around again, that would be good, because then I don't have to go around changing clocks. And really, back in the ancient days of the last known wars, that's the reason why it was set on in the first place. But since we don't have those kind of necessary events going on, or unnecessary, as the case may be, depending on one's point of view, wars are no good, really. But, you know, the time change was set so that some things could be done in a certain part of the day. Now, we don't have that going on. All they really need to do is just turn that off. That's the only reason it was made in the first place. And I'm tired of changing the clocks. Yes, I do have the JC710 sitting here, and it's happily doing what it's supposed to, but I can't use the other experimental long line until spring. It's kind of cold in here. The 8900R is still running like it's supposed to, which is good. Although one of these days I am going to have to get something that has a color screen on it. I love it, but I need to get something I can actually read a little quicker. But hopefully something will come along eventually. And as to the Mini, nice sound. Oh, I did hear some hiss, but I'm sure it works good, and it did sound like VoiceWise 5.9. I could be a little off, and I have one coming, and I can't wait to see what it looks like. Programming it, though, I'm probably going to have a little fun with that, so for those of you who already have one, I may have to ask you questions regarding it. Other than that, that's the skip. Mine should be here in a few days, if not sooner. So we'll see. KJ7EXM, back to net.
All right, John, you have a great afternoon, and enjoy the day. Enjoy the rest of the morning, too. Well, and I heard you on the Simplex net last night on reverse. No problem. You were just booming in, and then, of course, it went back on the other VFO, and you sound fantastic there as well on the 8900R. All right, we'll talk to you later. Let's go on now. Let's see, current time, 10:22 a.m. Let's see who else is out there for the 9 o'clock manifest. You, come ahead. Call, sign, and name.
KB9IQX, Amy.
And 7JVJ, Henry.
RF, internet, local or internationally connected operators. Come ahead, call, sign, and name.
Kilo Bravo 8, Bravo Mike Yankee, KBABMY, good morning.
All right, I've got you, Mike. Thank you so much. Who was the doubling station with Mike there? Try again, station, please.
Six.
I got six. That was about it. Try one more time. Hold down the button. Wait a second or two, and then go ahead and give your name a call sign.
Kilo India 6, Kilo Tango Echo, I'm probably in a bad location.
Ah, that was Matt again. Yeah, you're pretty rough, but let's see. I'm going to put you on the list, Matt, with a recheck. All right, and we'll see when we get to you after we talk to Mike how it sounds. So just stand by, please. All right, let's get back to Amy, KB9IQX. Good Sunday morning.
Well, good morning, Jack. Good morning to the net. You know, like about 86% of the problems plaguing my life, I blame this on the railroads. You know, you had a schedule. You had to make sure that the railroad got there on time and that it was, and that time was standard everywhere. There, we came up with standard time. Does it get to the time changes? You know, but I like to get to the root cause there. I blame the railroads. Anyway, that's about it. Have a great day, everybody. KB9IQX.
Yeah, as they used to say, heck of a way to run a railroad, huh? All right. Anyway, good to hear you, Amy. You have a good Sunday, and enjoy the weather. It's beautiful right now. Great leaf-raking weather, I've heard. KB9IQX, thank you so much, Amy. KB8BMY, hi, Mike.
Yeah, hey, Jack, how's it going? Let's see. Wow, a lot covered on this net. Right now it's sunny and 47 degrees Fahrenheit in Lacey. I'm looking out the window from the loft, and we've got some nice, beautiful fall colors. There are some leaves on the ground. And for a Japanese maple, I've got a leaf. It's a leaf blower, but it also draws in leaves, so I'm going to probably use that. And it worked really well, so. And let's see. Somebody mentioned Toledo's in the Eastern time zone. It's not. It's in the, in the Central. It's in the Eastern time zone, and I know because I live there. The line is probably somewhere, I want to say in Indiana, along Indiana, one of the state lines of Indiana. So they're at a 43 degrees north, and we're at 47 north. So we're pretty high up. So this time change is really dramatic here. In the first couple of years I lived here, I was like, wow, it's really a big difference between summer and winter here as far as the daylight goes. And then I looked on a map and realized how far north we are. And so, it's like I think Brooks mentioned, and a couple of you might have mentioned that, it's not really healthy to change times like that. And really it's antiquated. I think the only reason they're still doing it is because most of the politicians can't agree on anything, including that. So I guess we're stuck with it until things change. And let's see what else I got in my notes here. I think it should be standard. At some point you're only going to get 8 or 9 hours of daylight this far north. So we have electric light. I work in the dark. When I come in the morning, probably for a few hours, I have flashlights, I have lamps, I've got everything. So just use a light. You know, sometimes when I come back and it's dark and I want to take a walk or something, I just take a – plus we have street lights here. Let me do this because this is pretty long. Okay, let's see what else we got. This morning I'm exercising. I'm trying to standardize how I record how I exercise and so I can track stats. In fact, I was listening to that. I'm on my exercise bike right now, my indoor bike, watching a little TV and listening to you guys. And some other stuff like my TRX and my weight bench. I'm adding in app I use for when I go bike riding outside. And that way I can keep track of how I do. In fact, I think it's going to be, it's really pretty out there, so I think I'm going to be outside riding bike today too, so that'll be nice. And let's see, what else have we done this weekend? Just a bunch of stuff around the house. I took cans for recycle. That was good. So they didn't go in the landfill. And we usually try to recycle a lot, but the problem is that a lot of this stuff isn't recyclable, like plastics. You have different polymers in plastics. If they standardized it in the packaging and at the industrial level, it'd be a lot easier. But that's like the time zone or time change thing. I don't think they're going to agree on it. And one last thing, I have a UD5R that does 220, and I have an AR5RM that'll do 220, and they both do it fairly well, so no need to run out and buy a 220. I remember back before, years ago, nobody was on 220 because you couldn't find equipment. If you could, it was really expensive. So anyway, wow, that's a lot of stuff. Jack, good to hear you. Everyone have a good morning, and I think Ron's birthday. Happy birthday, Ron. I hope I'm right on that. And everyone have a good morning. 7-3 from the loft in Lacey. KB8 Gilmore.
All right, Mike. Well, yeah, it's actually Rich's birthday, K3OE. Yeah, I think Ron's birthday has already happened for the year, I believe, if I remember right. But anyway, good to hear you. So you lived in Toledo. You were not born there. I think K7PDZ, I think that Jim was actually born there. So Toledo, though. But were you born there as well?
Oh, and I meant Rich, by the way. I pictured Rich sitting under a palm tree down in Tampa. So I did mention, was thinking about Rich. So happy birthday, Rich. And, no, I was born in Michigan. I was born in Michigan, and I grew up probably about 50 miles north of Detroit. And actually, to be honest with you, I didn't really live in Toledo proper. I actually lived across the state line up in a place called Blissfield, Michigan, which was a small farming community. So that was, you know, about 45 minutes, half hour north of Toledo. And if BDZ is from there, he knows where Blissfield is. And Adrian, I think I want to say the state route is 225, if I remember right. And that goes up just south of Ann Arbor. So, but, yeah, I was there for a while. Nice area. Anyway, back to you, Jack. KDA, BMY.
All right, there we go. All right, well, thank you for clarifying. That's fantastic. Yeah, Blissfield. Wow, I'm just looking at a picture of it here on Wikipedia. Nice, nice American town. Looks like a pretty cool place. All right, thank you so much, Mike. You and Courtney have a great Sunday. And, yeah, definitely get out there and rake some leaves. Oh, boy, sorry. Sorry, Cammy. He hates me now, I'm sure. Digging it in. Oh, she just texts me all these crazy, funny faces. All right, let's continue on. Thanks again, Mike. Hey, let's see what time it is. 10:31 a.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. We're going to go back to Matt, KI6KTE. See if he's gotten a better place to transmit from. KI6KTE. Go ahead, Matt.
Good, Jack.
Still kind of broken up. Try once again, Matt.
Okay, Daphne and I climbed a hill trying to find a better location, but if this doesn't work, I can hold it for later.
No, that's golden compared to where you were. No, go. Let's hear it.
It was just a quick question. I was hearing a number of people remark on how much they like the color screen on the UV5R Mini, and I was curious about what they like about the color screen, because I only have a color screen on two radios, and I like it much less than a backlit LCD display because it's so hard to see in the sunlight. And granted, we don't have that much of that here, but during the summer, I find my old radios without a color screen to be so much more usable outside. Anyway, I'm curious about the color screen fans, what they like about them. KR6KT.
All right. Well, I don't want to talk to everybody, but I did happen to get outside and try it and look at it, and I found... Now, you know, obviously, if it's direct sun and just it's a zenith of the position of the sun in the sky, you know, you want to definitely probably shade it with your hand. But, no, I didn't really have any problem reading it in indirect sunlight at all. And that's my experience. So there you go. But, yeah, and, of course, your results may vary. But anyway, that's how I felt about it. Matt, anything else?
Nope, that was it. Just that question.
All right. Well, you have a good time out there. Great to hear you. Yeah, and you were coming in. We had you, I think you were on Lake Forest Park, and I think you had a little bit coming in on Capitol, so you're doing pretty good there. Have a great hike and have a nice time today. All right, anybody else for the 9 o'clock net, 10:33 a.m.? Come ahead now. Call, sign, and name.
W7JSM, John.
John is on the list, W7JSM. Anybody else?
Okay, you talked me into it, Jack. KG7FWB.
Oh, and it only took 94 minutes. Wow, that's a new record for you, Bill. Stand by. Anybody else?
This is 9Y4DX. 9Yankee4DX3, Bertrand.
All right, Bertrand, stand by a second. We'll get you in here. All right, anybody else for the 9 o'clock net? I'm going to call last call at this point, last call for the 9 o'clock net. Come ahead, call, sign, and name if you'd like to get on the list. All right, we'll go to Bertrand for last check-in today, but we'll call one last time after him just to make sure. W7JSM, John, good morning. How are you?
This is W7JSM. Good morning, Jack. Doing good. Got the clocks all turned back and know what time it is now. Anyway, other than that, dropping the wife's car off at a buddy's house that does side work mechanic-wise, and he's going to work on the wife's van a little bit, do a couple things for us, and we're going to go eat lunch somewhere, I think, while we're waiting. So anyway, other than that, yeah, I posted the picture and stuff of that guitar that we talked about last night, so that's the one I have coming, probably not until after Thanksgiving, but it depends on when the back order gets filled, so it could be a little while. W7JSM.
All right, well, I looked it up there, and I thought, well, that is a really gorgeous guitar. I cannot wait to hear those first reports once you get it in. Nice job there, John. All right, well, good, and I will talk to you, Bill. Let's see, we'll talk to you. What am I trying to say? I'm not even sure what I'm trying to say. We'll talk to you later. There we go. Rake those leaves, John. No, I'm just kidding. Scamming. Let's go and see what Bill is up to. We finally dragged him in. KG7FWB. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jack. Well, I've been slowly devouring my creamy oatmeal here. Yeah, actually, I thought about later going to Pete's, but then we got the Mahjong game going up, so yeah, another time, that would be good. But, yeah, I heard the net last night, and that the Dodgers won, and, you know, I'm not a big sportsman. I like a little, I think I said tennis and what, soccer once in a while, golf. But I remember in the 50s, I watched and listened to on the radio the Dodgers a lot. I mean, I remember people like Duke Snider, Campanella, Pee Wee Reese, Jackie Robinson, Drysdale, some of those guys, and did that for about 4 or 5 years. And even watched the Friday night Gillette fight, fun days. Anyway, yeah, Mahjong today, and yeah, that's about it. Mickey's sitting here with a ham radio on. He insists he's not a pig, he's a mouse. So back to you, KG7FWB.
Ah, the Friday night fights sponsored by Gillette. What time was that on?
That was either 6 or 7 o'clock at night, right after the news. Back to you, Jack.
Oh, perfect time slot for the fights, right after the news. All right, that's great. All right, thank you so much, Bill. Hey, good luck on Mahjong today, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. All right, we're going to go out to Trinidad, and we're going to talk to Bertrand, 9Y4DX. I would imagine after Hurricane Melissa rolling through, you guys got quite a bit of rain. But how are things going, and how are you doing there, Bertrand, 9Y4DX?
Well, a pleasant day to you, Jack. Net Control, this is 9Y4DX, Bertrand, my location, Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. Well, let me say a pleasant day to all stations in Seattle and around. Hope you're doing well. And thank you, Jack, for asking about the Caribbean. We had a beating last week from Melissa, the storm that turned into a hurricane. Past Trinidad, we got a lot of rain, and not so much the wind, but the rain. We flooded a couple of times, but the storm went up to Jamaica in the north, northwest, and it did a lot of damage. It's very terrible. We've been getting pictures here of the damages, and it's really bad. Even Cuba got a good touch, and the Bahamas. I don't know if we can recover, but where there's life, there's hope. So that's it from me at this time, I'll give you the weather. It's 88 degrees Fahrenheit, and we had a light shower, but right now it's clear, and it looks good for the afternoon. That's it from me. Back to you, Net Control. Jack, this is 9Y4DX.
Thank you so much for dropping by today, Bertrand. Really do appreciate your report. Yeah, well, we expected you to get quite a bit of rain, but I tell you, those winds were just so damaging, and of course, the rain sweeping in afterwards. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to all the folks in Jamaica. Just devastating situation. Power grid's pretty well beat up and everything else, and I tell you, it's just a mess, and I'm just so sorry to hear all that. Anyway, all right, well, you take care, and nice to hear you today on the PSRG, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago. All right, well, let's see, we're still doing the last call, 10:41 a.m. Let's see if there's anybody else. Come ahead. All right, we're going to call it right there, 10:41 a.m. I want to thank all of you for joining me today for the November 2nd, 2025, 9 a.m. net. I'd like to thank the Puget Sound Computer Group. Please check out our website at psrg.org. And, of course, stick around for the new net coming up in just a while with Cammie, KJ7RAB, and Robert, KJ7JXM. And, of course, the 9 o'clock net tonight with Brian, KE7KZH. The PSRG has been hosting daily nets for over 30 years. They are a fantastic opportunity to test your equipment because if you don't test your equipment, we can't hear you. I'll now be returning the repeater to normal operation. This is Jack, KI7RMU. Good morning.
Okay, that's successful testing.